Hello, welcome back one and all to the Ginger and a Half podcast, the podcast you never knew you needed and you definitely do not want. I am going to introduce us now. He is Andy, the ginger one.
What it do? That'd be me. I got the green tea. Looks kind of orange though. you know what it is? We're trying not to melt today. We're trying to preserve ginger lives. We're trying to spice up your hair. I don't know. And we're also trying to talk to our main man, the half, is Chris.
Hello, how are we doing? Oh, man. It is hot. Do not go outside if you are ginger today. You will burn.
I've had to close my window because basically my property is like right on the main road. So if I had the window open now, all you'd hear is just hella cars going past. it's not just kind of typical car noise pollution. All the bad boys in the world with modified cars and fat exhausts seem to love my road. So, yes, I've got the window closed. So this is basically an incubator right now.
Fun. No, I totally get it. I've closed my windows because, I have a ton of trees and a cemetery behind me. So,
oh, wow.
Either zombies are coming out or birds, so you know.
Damn.
Always fun. Speaking of zombies, I actually ended up checking out that Flatbush Zombies EP that you recommended
on the last show. Okay.
And now it's just flooding my Spotify with recommendations for rap music. So it's interesting to say the least. But I found some good stuff.
Poisoned your music taste because
hell yeah. let's start off like what you've been up to this week. How have you been?
Yeah, man, I've been all good, to be fair. I think just the same as the lockdown usual for me this week, really. Just working from home, trying to do a bit of exercising stuff, you know, increase the physical condition.
Sorry.
Family, which was
Zoom, just made that slow down at the perfect time. You literally just said physical transition in slow mo because of Zoom.
So I went to see my family this weekend, which was good. Always nice to spend some time. Father's Day, of course. That's it, really. Just watching stuff. I started watching Black Mirror, which
I'm
very, very, very behind on. But hey, now as good a time as any, I suppose. So yeah, what about you?
So I definitely need to get onto Black Mirror. That's on my list on Netflix at the moment. But we just started watching Snowpiercer last night. Which is originally a brilliant film. If you didn't know previously, it was actually a film. But I'm loving the adaptation of it as a series so far. So we've watched the first two episodes. Really, really loving it. And some good representation for all different types of people in it, which is great to see. Especially with what's been going on at the moment. So yeah, that's good. Work is potentially coming back, although I don't know if I can go back at the moment with like being, you know, very asthmatic and having a family that has like diabetes and stuff. So we've got to be careful still, but it's, you know, things are coming back, but I personally, I don't know if you agree with me. I think it's too early to be opening pubs and restaurants.
No, I definitely agree with you. I think it's far too early. I think this is a decision led more by economic kind of fear and pressures than it is about the safety and the health of people. Obviously I'm not no scientific advisor, but I don't know. I just find it hard to understand how it's all of a sudden going to be safe to do these things and essentially just have mass gatherings again. Because the thing is, it's not like they're going to open the pubs and, you know, there might be a good handful of people in there. It's going to be absolutely rammed. It's going to be people that didn't even go to the pub on a regular kind of thing. Go in there, you know, people just go for the sake of it. Like it's a party, like it's a lockdown is over party kind of thing.
I'll be honest with you. I've already noticed some parties going around by my house nearby. So
Yeah, I think that's bad in itself, isn't it? But if people are having like little sort of house gatherings and stuff, you know, that's still nowhere near as bad as I don't think, because you'd still probably know the people that are coming, know the situation and everything. You know, it could be anyone in the pub. And it's just so many people, such a condensed space as well and everything. So as much as I do miss going to a pub, don't get me wrong, right, and it would be lovely to sit out in a beer garden in this kind of weather, you're not going to see me in one for like a good while yet, I don't think.
Well, we'll stay home, carry on drinking in the bedrooms and stuff, and keep up those kind of things going. So I think we should get started on the ginger things for this week. So big shout out to... was it Kyle who sent out?
Yeah, Kyle, your friend Kyle Sherlock.
Big shout out to Kyle Sherlock for submitting for Rate a Ginger this week. Sending in a wonderful picture of Mick Hucknall of Simply Red. If I remember, I think that's his name. I may be wrong.
Yeah.
But Andy, you did the rating this week. So for those who haven't seen the post, would you like to go a bit more in detail?
Yeah, of course, certainly. It would be my pleasure. so, you know, there we were, just another busy day in the office. You know, just keeping the Grammy Award-winning podcast like this. So, you know, never underestimate our craft. But yeah, there I was, just chilling, just checking the notifications, being about that life. And I checked the Garcast inbox on the old Facebook. And there, lo and behold, we had a submission. What can only be described as a slightly grainy photo. Now, it does originate from approximately 1995, so that's not to be, you know, prejudiced against. And we quite like a vintage ginge. You know, there's something about the hue of the photo. There's something about the majesty of the hair colour that kind of, it really brightens the image and gives it a warmness, despite any potential fuzz, or maybe incoherence with any potential fuzz due to the standard of the camera. I don't know. I'm just waffling. basically, you know, you can see it on our social media, but we said about this charming photo of a younger Mick Hucknall that, you know, it's, what did I say? So the statement of this in a particular ginge is obviously made with the glorious draping curls that hang easy and carefree. He is sporting some tremendous curls, I must say. You know, I would like to know how long he grew those curls for, and how sad he felt on the day that he parted with them.
They are wonderful, to be honest.
The contrasting... Yeah, that's it. There's sort of an eerie blue kind of mountainy background, I suppose, that he's laid up against. It's a pretty humble outfit as well. Just looks like a black jumper over a white V-neck. Which I'm not too
interesting.
Awesome, so maybe lost a point there. But to unlock these words, you must see the post on socials itself. Anyway,
absolutely.
Here's my rating, 7 out of 10.
7 out of 10 for those of you who didn't hear that.
Yeah.
And for the podcast, Andy just drank some of his green tea in honour of the Mick Hucknall post. so I want to recommend a ginger of my own this week. He has a YouTube channel called he's called The Fisher, as in going fishing, yeah. Not having a fisher in certain places. Anyway, he does, along with boring fishing, which he does every now and again, the main thing on his channel is he actually goes metal fishing with magnets, which is really damn cool. It's one of those YouTube channels that you can kind of just get lost watching for hours and hours, just watching video after video. But he is so enthusiastic whether he finds something big or small or insignificant or not, which I absolutely love. It's brilliant. It's like, oh, this is a nail. It's a drill bit. Wow.
Yeah,
we'll
take it.
It's brilliant. That's his thing. Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah. But I love, like, there was one particular moment that he finds signposts for, like, parking signs and all sorts in these little rivers and lakes. And I think my favorite thing, he found an old vending machine once that had been stolen. So, I mean, he was going insane over that because, like, he had the coin thing and everything. I recommend checking out The Fisher on YouTube. He's got a wonderful personality. He's based in America. And I want to know, if you went magnet fishing, what would you hope to find? Little
what,
question
me
there.
Or the listeners?
Well, maybe you, but also our listeners and viewers. If you went magnet fishing, is there something that you'd really love to find? I know he finds a lot of bikes as well. So, I mean, that would definitely be something that we find in the UK quite a lot with so many chavs, I imagine.
I think, personally, if I was to go, I'm a little bit off the cuff. I'd like to find a boot, you know, the stereotypical boot that you fish up with a normal fishing
yes.
rod. Yes. Really chewed, probably not worn for about 20 odd years, probably was lost under poor circumstances. I'd also like to say, on behalf of that dude, the fisher, he is a sterling example of how gingers in all walks of life can achieve anything they want to achieve. You know, he had a passion. He poured his heart and his dedication into it. And look at him now. You know, he's there on YouTube, magnet fishing.
It's a wonderful thing. It really is. And I'm excited to keep on watching and see what he comes up with, especially where he's fishing at the moment. Is like, he keeps on pulling stuff out from like a lathe mill or something. So God only knows what's in that, like, river. It's mad. Anyway, so that is a ginger recommendation for the week. Let's go into music then, shall we? So obviously we have set up the Ginger and a Half recommendation playlist that is available on Spotify and on YouTube. At the end of this video, you'll be able to click on that link if you want to check out all the tracks that we have recommended over the past episodes. Once again, big shout out to Frank Carter being part of that playlist as well. You can check out one of his singles with the Rattlesnakes. We just had to mention Frank Carter. Did we mention that we actually got Frank Carter to notice us on Instagram Live?
I don't think we did.
No, so... obviously, we don't follow many people right now, but... on the Instagram Live, me and Andy were both on there. I was just casually watching everything go through, and Andy decided to post and let Frank Carter know that what rating we had given him. Now, what was it? Was it an 8 or a 9 out of 10, if you remember?
I said a 9 out of 10 ginger.
Yeah. And Frank Carter was not happy at all with that. Not happy at all. Only accepting an 11, no less. So I think we need to... amend that rating for the Frank Carter as our ginger rating and change that to a 11.5.
Yep, this is a public apology and a re-rating for the man in the sky, the archetypal ginger, Frank Carter himself. So,
the ginger god himself.
Well done, Frank. Well played.
There we go. So... music recommendations. Obviously, we've just mentioned the playlist. Have you got anything that you want to add to the playlist this week?
Oh, yes, probably do. I think in some ways you could say I've been on poor form since the podcast has started because I haven't really been listening to much of rock and metal. But you could also just say that's just how the cookie crumbles. This week, I've been listening to... there's two albums, really. There's one by... they're both, like, UK rappers. One is a dude called Dabbler on Potent Funk Records. He's released his album Nobody.
Okay.
That's just full of bangers. All kinds of intricate, weird production. By some guy, if anyone knows. And Dabbler's lyricism is just crazy. This guy does backflips all over a track with no care. No care in the world, and it's glorious. Nice. So I'd recommend the title track from that, really, Nobody. So we'll add that to the playlist.
Absolutely.
Then Manchester rapper Black Josh has dropped his new album called Manifornia.
Oh, okay.
Bar Records. I'm not as acquainted with that as I would like to be just yet, but I'm not sure because there are a good few tracks that I like off there to single like one for the podcast. So I'll have a thing, but we'll definitely stick one in there.
There'll definitely be something from him in there then, for sure.
There will be, for sure he'll make an appearance.
Absolutely good to have somebody from coming from local up north.
Yeah, man. No, he's sick, to be fair. And then with my kind of standard diet, there's always a lot of Nickelback involved.
Yeah.
What about you, man? What have you been playing? Oh, dear God.
Band that I really want to put out there is Within Destruction. I don't know if you've heard of them before. They are an amazing, like, screamo death metal band, basically. They are also known as the Sad Boy Crew. So, yeah, a bunch of anime weebs, essentially. So they've got a new album called Yokai coming out. They've just put out their third single called No Way Out, so I'll be putting that in the playlist. It hasn't. They seem to just do loads of anime music videos, which is brilliant. But if you look back, they've got some cool, like, gangster style videos as well. They've got some crazy looking merch. They've got basically like an anime girl doing the classic Ahagao face, which I won't do on this video. but they've got like, it's got Slampai as the slogan instead of Senpai. And they've also announced a tour. They're coming over to the UK. So we might have to get down to that. They're going to be playing in London, Manchester, Southampton, Leeds, Glasgow, Bristol. And the lineup is insane. They've got Signs of the Swarm, Body Snatcher, and Sleepwalker in support. So that is an insane lineup. And it is a gig that I want to go to as soon as things are back to normal. I will wear as many masks and gloves as I have to be able to get to that gig.
When's it for?
So I think it was in November or something, but all the stuff is up on their Facebook and stuff. So I might leave a link down below for people to check that out for sure. And just another extra as well. I'm really into my 80s music at the moment. So we just finished watching the second series of Happy on Netflix, which I'm really annoyed is cancelled by Sci-Fi. We better get a third series next season, next year, because from Netflix. But Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, is in that one of those episodes. And I'm going to have to put that in the playlist because it's such a good track. It just makes me happy.
Yeah. It is a classic, to be fair. This playlist is going to become some kind of absolute monster.
Mate, this is a mental playlist, but I'm loving it. It's great. Yeah, that's what you need.
It's endless.
So, final kind of section that we like to talk about is, not a cracked voice. Football is back, boys and girls and non-binary and anything else that you can imagine that is part of the gender spectrum. So let's have a talk. What has been going on? I mean, you're a United fan, so I'm going to let you go first.
Fair. Well, it's Wednesday today as we're recording this, so I'm quite excited to watch United play Sheffield United tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose the main thing for most United fans at the moment is the prospect of having Pogba start tonight, having him back in the squad, ready to go. The whole Pogba-Bruno link-up.
That is a hell of a partnership, I've got to agree.
I'm just glad to have it back, to be fair. It's just nice to have football back. It's weird, though, isn't it, watching it without a crowd there.
It's so strange.
Yeah, and the sort of fake noises they put on. Well, I think it's better for them doing that. You know,
I certainly feel like I've adapted to that.
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad, is it?
No.
I thought the game against Tottenham, it was a decent enough game. I think most teams have just looked a bit sluggish in their first kind of game back. Because it is a long time without playing, isn't it? You know, you can kind of train a lot and keep yourself fit personally, but the kind of speed and intensity of an actual match is always hard to sort of replicate or maybe have yourself for, I don't know. I'm just happy to have it back, really. Like I say, I think United have got quite an easy run in, so if all, you know, got to be looking at these games as wins, really. And I think it's just a matter of time, unfortunately, until you get crowned.
I know. Well, Liverpool, very, very rusty start, getting back into things for the Merseyside derby. One of the most boring derbies ever. A 0-0 draw and almost losing to a Tom Davis goal that hit the shot that hit the post. Gave me a heart attack. But I'm sorry, I don't know why it hasn't happened already. Dejan Lovren needs to be sold. I mean, I think Liverpool should pay for him to leave. He's so bad. Like, he's delusional thinking that he's like one of the best defenders in the world.
That was funny.
Oh my God. But literally, he got torn to shreds when he came on. So, yeah, definitely one player that needs to be sold after this season. Some controversial stuff that's been going on. Obviously, we had the Burnley game against, I think it was City, with the White Lives Matter banner. Definitely, not happy about that. I think that was absolutely shameful. Completely goes against everything that we've been working towards as a country at the moment, and as humanity, I guess. But yeah, I'm really hoping they find out who that was and they get the correct punishment for that, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just stupid as well, isn't it? It really is stupid.
Yeah. Either somebody who has a lot of money has done that, or a group of people have done that, and it's absolutely shameful.
It's like a waste of resources, isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrendous. On a positive note, I hate to talk about City, but Phil Foden is, looking amazing. He's got potential to be a huge striker for City in the future if they use him correctly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know you don't like talking about City either, being a United fan, but they've got serious potential with him.
Yeah, he just needs to play, doesn't he? He needs to get a season under his belt.
Yeah. I wonder if it'd be maybe either good to send him out on loan to a Premier League team, or obviously keep him in the team and play him regularly. Especially, obviously, Aguero is going to be out for potentially quite a while now, so he may get a good run of games because of that.
Yeah.
A couple of other things I want to talk about. Obviously, we had the Brighton doing the double over Arsenal for the first time, which is insane. Arsenal have just... They just haven't... I can't see them doing well for the next couple of seasons, to be honest. They've just tanked.
I think they're in that similar sort of transitional phase that, you know, in the past few years we've seen Liverpool go through and kind of United still sort of going through now. They just seem like they don't have a proper direction. I don't know. I still struggle to see how you'd have faith in appointing Arteta to be the guy to do that, because he's just completely unproven. I can sort of understand it from the angle of kind of like with Solskjaer, really, and sort of like Chelsea have done with Lampard. But I don't know, because you look at their squad as well, and it's not very inspiring, is it?
No.
I always think you look at other teams and think, which of their players would you want at your team? So, you know, you look at like Liverpool, for example, there's plenty of players that every team would think, yes, we'd have them. The same with City. I think Chelsea have got a few, to be fair. Tottenham one or two. But you look at Arsenal, like...
You know what? Before all the stuff that happened with Neil Mopai in that game, I had good respect for Guendouzi as a player, but after that reaction that he made at the end of the game, I've lost all respect for him. Did you catch that? Yeah,
I did. Yeah, so I think I turned it on with like maybe 15 minutes to go. So I saw Brighton score like the very end, and then the City of Arsenal players got mad, and I was like, what's going on? Obviously, it showed the incident, and like, I can understand Guendouzi's reaction and stuff, to be fair. Obviously, it's immature and it's stupid, but I suppose you'd say it's good to see the passions there.
Yeah. But I don't feel like that was Neil Maupai's fault, though.
I just find it funny.
I mean, obviously, Leno is going to be out, potentially. But he's in my fantasy team, so I'm going to have to change my keeper now. And Last couple of things. I did spot a ginger referee. Sadly, I can't find him again, but there was definitely a ginger referee in one of the championship games, if I remember correctly. Lovely looking guy, very, very bright ginger. Definitely didn't look like he could be taking charge of a football match, though. And I think he was one of our weaker ginger referees, but he needs to step up potentially. We'll see how that goes. Anyway, I'm going to keep an eye out for this guy and see if he improves. Last random thing, I didn't realise Stuart Downing now plays for Blackburn Rovers.
Yeah,
so weird. Now, sad thing that I have to admit, I used to actually have, so when Stuart Downing got signed for Liverpool, there was a choice when you bought the Liverpool home shirt, for you to have Suarez, Carroll or Downing printed on your shirt for free.
You went for Downing.
I got Stuart Downing, didn't I? It's the worst mistake I ever made. And I was very wary of wearing that shirt.
One of those that just didn't really work for him, did it? Like, he was a great player before he went there.
I know. But he never learned how to use his right foot. That was the issue.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think we're going to come to wrap things up. Is there anything else you'd like to mention to our viewers and listeners before we finish everything off today? I'm going to take that as a no. But obviously, guys, it is super, super hot out there. The sun is shining its rays. Make sure you're wearing Factor 1000 sun cream. Make sure you're wearing all your veils. Stay indoors if you can. If not, make sure you're still wearing masks and all that good stuff. And go and follow us at Garcast on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. You can find us there. Am I boring you, sir?
No, definitely not.
Anyway. Send us your submissions, rate a ginger. We'll do that for you. You've been watching the Ginger and a Half podcast. He's been Andy, the ginger one. Silence.
You guys don't even have to do anything. You can just send the ginger in and we'll rate it ourselves. Do you know how much effort goes into that? Do you know how much work it takes?
Absolutely.
You don't even have to do that. You just have to send us one, two if you want, and we'll just do it. And he's been Chris.
Yay! I'm the half. Yeah, whatever way it goes. Anyway, thanks very much again for tuning in. We'll see you in a couple of weeks again, hopefully when things are looking much better in the world, potentially. Pray to the ginger gods, Frank Carter. And we'll see you very soon. Goodbye.